10th parak of Menachas, 8th Mishnah. Koichim beis hashlochin sheba amokim. You're allowed to harvest the grain from a flour that needs to be watered in the valleys, because this was places where anyway you wouldn't use that grain for Omer. The iser of harvesting before the Omer is you should not harvest for your personal use something that could potentially be used for the Omer. This anyway can't be used, so therefore it's permitted to harvest it. You shouldn't make a pile of haystacks, because it shouldn't make it shouldn't look like you're overly involved in harvesting before the Omer was brought. In Yericho, they would harvest with the consent of the Chachomim, but they would also make these piles of the grain, which was against the will of the Chachomim. Chachomim let them get away with it. They didn't make a whole protest against it. Another thing you let it do is also the way they used to grow grains is they used to cut the top of the grain when it was partially grown, and then it would grow again, and the second time they would use the grain for the crop for the grain itself, and the first time it was animal food. So if he was only cutting for animal food purposes, that was also permitted to do before the Omer. You'll have to cut it down in the middle only if it didn't grow a third of its full growth. If it grew more than that, it's already considered more or less grown grains, and you're not allowed to harvest that before the Omer. He says as long as your purpose is that it's not the final harvesting, it's just to give to the animals, you can let the top grow from the bottom again the second time, that is acceptable, since you're not doing it for human consumption, you're just doing it for feeding to the animals.